got it together. Hey now, hey now. Thank God. Jesus. What a headache, man.
You know what it is? It's the left.
I guess. Yeah, speaking of left, I need you to move into your frame a little bit. I need you to move left. Or that's your right. My bad. You come this way. Keep going.
He was just there.
I know. He was just,
it happens
listen,
every time.
We had Stop a it. Lot. We had a lot going on. Let's just be grateful that John Bird got the Oreos off his mouth because his face was covered in Oreos. Tony, just to, a little FYI, just hit reopen close tabs, and that'll get us back okay. where we are. Let me just explain. Hit it. Won't you got to hit it again? Yeah, there you go. Go over there. Keep doing it till everything comes back.
Okay.
It'll do it at some point.
Okay.
Sorry, we're doing some. Restore window. Maybe that's it. Go to restore window. I don't mind doing all this at this point because we had such a nightmare. We're 18 minutes late for
we're
our
ready.
First ever weekly live stream.
Yes.
But something about the live stream gods, they are just hell-bent on making sure we can't do it. We had these same problems New Year's Eve. We finally got it figured out, and we finally got it figured out today, but what a headache, bro.
This is a pretty high-tech operation.
How many messages did you get from listeners before the show?
Just three. One of them threatening my life.
Well, that's pretty good.
I told him, I said, hey, we're working on, you know, just got a couple of tech issues. We'll be on soon. And then, boom, like 2 minutes later, we're on.
Well, at least we're up and going. I was just like, dude, you've got to be kidding me.
Come on, Andrew, give me a smile. Come on.
And I hate to start our first ever weekly live stream complaining, but it was, and I don't know, maybe I'm the kind of person that's, I don't want to be the type of person that's doom and gloom all the time. Or like, it's not doom and gloom, but expecting the worst. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
But I feel like I kind of am. I have heartburn, possibly from dang, can anxiety cause heartburn?
Probably. It can cause a lot of other things. I don't see why it couldn't cause heartburn.
I feel like that's what it's from.
I get a little bit down there, like anxiety. It feels like gas or something sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm that way. When I eat a whole thing of Oreos, it affects me like that. My stomach will hurt.
Does your stomach hurt now?
Just a little bit.
About so. I thought so. But here's the good news. We know what we did to fix that, and I think maybe that's our solution. Tony, since you're our tech, our designer, our builder, our executive producer, and all around do-everything guy.
Don't say everything, because when there's mistakes, you know.
Yeah, that's on you. But I think we might have it figured out because we had to cut some, we had to trim some fat in order to get this one going.
Yeah.
So we are not streaming on Twitch, which isn't really that big a deal. We don't really have a following on Twitch, but we are on Facebook, as far as I know. Let's see.
Yeah, we're literally just doing this from scratch. Nobody's coming in here, and we're not paying a contractor, so we're Googling, learning, and doing it.
Exactly. Let me make sure. I don't even know if we're up. Yeah, we're on Facebook. All right, let me share that to the 99.5 page.
That's a good idea.
I don't know if that's
legal. Yeah, that's
legal.
First.
But, yeah. Okay, so we're on Facebook. We're on YouTube, I assume. I don't even want to look at YouTube. I don't want to know. If we're not, we're not. It's fine. It's fine. You're going to check it for me, John Byrne.
Ooh, I look off. Oh! God, you look great.
Number one.
Oops, sorry.
Somebody else is talking.
Yeah, that was me. Oh. Okay. Oh, my name is John Byrne. That's what the speech detector.
Oh, the closed captions.
Yes, I'm John Byrne. Everybody, it's good to see you,
John Byrne.
John Byrne.
That's what when it came to the license photos we posted earlier today. That's
yeah.
who. That's what you would be. You'd be a John Byrne in that situation.
Yeah, you're right.
So
it was pretty rough looking.
With this being a live show, we're going to attempt to interact with you guys via the text. We just got to kind of learn how to do it. Tony, you can hit the multi-stream there on Streamlabs on the far right. I'm just blowing it all out of the water. So there's going to be some chats. I can't really see them, but John Bird can. John Bird, you can read the chats in the voice of Shakespeare.
Okay.
Okay, John Byrne's not going to be able to read them. It's too
no,
far away.
I can, but then I have to lean.
No, it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to do it. It's fine.
Okay, all right. Here. Well, it's down there. I can't. It says, hey, no. Hey, no.
Put it on multi-stream there, Tony.
Okay, I have it there.
Can you put the font on 270?
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. This is a learning process for us, being the first time.
Yes.
We've got equipment that's wonky and everything else. It's not really our equipment. It's the programs, the software. And so we need to point out that anybody, I don't want anybody to ever underestimate what it takes to put together a podcast, because it's a lot. And as we've talked about on this show, we'll have people come to us and they'll say, hey, man, how do you start a podcast? Me and my buddies want to start a podcast. We want to talk about, you know, whatever their hobby is. And can you give me some advice on what to do? And I'm kind of like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell them.
Yeah, because there's a simple way and the quality is low and all that, but you can kind of do it. But if you want something of quality, it's going to be involved.
Very involved.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get a decent webcam and, a standard microphone.
I thought that your studio looked good,
and it was. We had a decent thing going on, but that had to come out of a lot of trial and error as well. And Tony Gump was heavily involved in making some of that work,
mm-hmm.
because originally, when we started, even though we kind of we were in a good spot when we started. We didn't really know what we were doing. We didn't have advice from anybody. I mean, there was YouTube videos out there and everything else. But you don't even on the content side, you don't really know what you want to do. Because I was coming out of radio, not doing podcasting, and I thought that I was going to just mimic the radio show and that I was going to do 2 hours, three times, four times a week on a podcast, on a live stream, which did not work. I mean, it can work once you got a certain following. And I had that surge of people coming from the radio station because it changed formats, mm-hmm. but it's not sustainable, especially at that point when you got another job, you're trying to put food on the table. It
takes a lot out of you.
It's tough.
I'm just glad Bird has a certificate now, so we're good to go.
Yeah, I'm really glad.
Where is that certificate? You got it hanging up at home?
It's hanging up on my wall. What do you think?
Really?
Yes.
Did you switch it? Did you turn it the frame over, or did you leave it?
No, it's hanging on the wall, so it's not.
It
like
doesn't matter.
Ending up, I want to make sure I can see it every time I'm working on my computer.
But
it inspires me.
Yeah, it is inspirational.
You know.
Did you ever decide if you wanted to give us some tips on podcasting?
I think the best thing to do is for you guys to just watch and learn.
Watch you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, like for instance. Okay. All right. Now, you were upset. And rightly so, that, everything, is going crazy. Well, what you do is you go up there and go like, oh, man, this is killing me. This is killing me. Hey, how are you guys feeling? Let's do a super chat. And by the way, subscribe. So I did there. I told people the way I felt. But then I engaged them. And then I asked them to subscribe.
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
You take that emotion and you turn it around.
Mm.
You know, you want them to share your emotion. If you're upset, you want them upset.
Well, I kind of did that starting the show. I mean, I started this by complaining about everything, so.
Yeah, but you got to blame it on the left.
Oh, yeah. It's the left's fault.
Yes. See, always, when anything goes wrong, blame it on the left.
Yeah.
It will always work.
I did notice on PBD, y'all familiar with PBD podcast? I know you kind of are but they were, I would assume, attacked by the left today because they had Alina Haba, which is Trump's lawyer, that younger lady.
Yeah.
And they do their show via live stream. Tony's coming by me. They do their show via live stream, and their numbers would spike up like 20,000, and then it would drop back down to like 12,000. Mm. And then it'd work its way back up, and then it'd drop off. Work its way up and drop off.
That's strange.
Which tells me that they are probably monkeying around with these people's live stream because of who they had on. This is a very popular podcast, this PBD deal. And I didn't really know much about it until I watched it when I was sick as a dog and off work that one day. I spent the whole day watching it. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. They talk about a little bit of everything, but they do a lot of politics, and they're very middle of the road. The problem is, and this is why they're being attacked by YouTube, if you're the middle of the road in 2024, you're viewed as a MAGA extremist. Mm-hmm. Because the left has gone so far out there,
right,
that if you're just a critical thinker, thinking for yourself, it makes you look like you're a Trump supporter when maybe you're not. Maybe you're like, you know, Most people that are in the middle are saying, I would vote for Trump over Biden any day of the week.
Because, and it's obvious. I mean, as far as logic goes, you saw where Trump had the country. Now you see where Biden has. Logic says that Trump's way is better than Biden's way.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's insanity. But it's caused a lot of people, again, to be in the crosshairs that we've been in for a long time. As you know, we've had channels banned over and over and over and over. This actually, as a matter of fact, the YouTube channel we use now was called Over the Line Burner Account because we were just using it as a backup for every time another channel would get banned. The last channel that we did get banned was, I don't even know if I need to say it out loud, you know, Fanthony Ouchi. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fanthony Ouchi said that... I used to be really good at pig Latin. I wonder if I could implement that. He says, ask Maze.
Ask Maze, okay.
Ont de Urquhe. Ask Maze, ont de Urquhe. He said that, okay?
But that's not English. Is it that another language?
Yes, it is. It's pig Latin.
I don't speak Latin. I'm not good at that.
No, pig Latin, you take the first letter of a word.
Letter of a word.
And you move it to the end of the word. And then add an A.
Oh, okay, try
so
it again.
If I say, ask May.
Yamask. Burn it. Now, ask May. Oh, mask.
Yes, but I don't need you to say what I'm about to say. I'm trying
okay.
to keep under the radar
All
of YouTube.
Right. Okay, I see. I got it now.
Fanthony Ouchi.
Yeah, I got that.
You know who that is?
Uh-huh.
Said that ask May's, ont de Urquhe.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, you're right. I can't do it.
It's fine. It's whatever. My point is, for those that are watching and they get it.
I can do sign language.
Well, let's not do sign language.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I said that. I played the video of him saying that, and then YouTube banned me for playing a video of some. And it wasn't like it's a copyright deal. They called it misinformation. And they whacked my channel.
Misinformation when he's actually saying
yes
what they deemed as misinformation.
And I showed him saying it. That's what got me axed. I didn't say anything about the you know what. Mm-hmm. I just talked about the ask maze. We're really going to have to get you up on some pig Latin.
I need to practice. I need some sheets.
But do you understand how it works?
Yes. Yes. But I mean, I've got a lot of maladies. I just, you know, mentally.
What is a malady? What does it mean?
It's something I suffer from. No, it's like, you know, he has a lot of maladies. He's got osteoporosis. He's got
a lot of illnesses. Issues.
Yeah. Issues.
Okay. Ailments.
Yeah. A lot of maladies. Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, you know.
Well, so you're teaching me something now.
Yeah. For instance, let's say I wanted to say liver.
Okay.
I would say Iveray.
Iverlay.
God.
That's
right.
Close.
No. Yeah, you almost got it.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to say sponge.
Okay.
Punse. Is that right? Punse?
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 I think that's it. I think that's correct.
Woo. Now, if you do it from now on, just say one word and wait about 10 seconds and then say the other word. And
gotcha.
You'll be able to get it.
Yeah, we can do that. Do you want to practice one more word?
All right.
Let's go with the word Wee Willy Winker.
If that's one word, it will be E. Willy Winkerway.
That's it. Hey, look at that. You did it.
That was a big word, too.
You have officially learned Pig Latin, my friend.
Yes.
Good job.
Yes. Good job. Who needs Rosetta Stone? I've learned it on my own.
We could put down a Pig Latin a deal, like a training course.
Yeah.
There's another one, and one of my radio heroes from back in the day, Bubba the Love Sponge, out of Tampa, Florida, they used to kind of have, they didn't dub it their own language, and I don't know where it came from, but they had a way of saying things that they couldn't say on the radio, but did it in their own language, and unless you listened to the show enough, you could not understand what it was. And
wow.
I don't remember how, I used to know how to do it, I don't remember how it works. I need to get back into that, because not only was that effective, but it, you know, it sounded cool.
Wow, was it like Romulan or something? It's like,
I don't know. No, not quite that.
Not quite like
dramatic.
That.
Dramatic.
It was sort of Pig Latin-ish, probably.
Yeah. I wonder if we can use Pig Latin for cuss words on the radio. Because, you know, I usually say things like ish or a-hole. But there's certain words you can't do in Pig, like trying to say asshole in Pig Latin.
Sola.
See? You can't do it.
Sola. Yeah, that's
it would be
tough.
Shole.
Oh, see, now, yeah, see, that gets.
See, you can do itche.
Yeah, it. Itche or hitse.
Or don't be an ick day.
Yes. Or kiss my ass a. No.
No. That would just be say.
Yeah, that would just be say.
Yeah.
Say A, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not completely effective. It'll work on some words, but some words it won't.
It's like, eat that Carolina Reaper and don't be an ussy-pay.
Ah.
You know?
Yes. Or you can kiss my nuss-a. Well, I guess we don't have to do. We could say that word.
You can say nuts if that's what you were going for.
I was saying anus.
Oh, anus.
Yeah.
Nuss A. Yeah, I guess that would be
anus.
Yeah,
nuss A.
Kiss my anus A.
Tony, you said something in Pig Latin. We haven't heard you say anything in Pig Latin.
I don't know A.
Wait, that's Italian, isn't it?
Yeah, that was Italian.
I don't know A.
Anyway, A. Well, welcome everybody to our live stream here. I can't hardly see. I want to interact with some of you guys on the text, but I don't know. Tony, you may have to read some. If you see relevant comments, you just send them our way.
All right, I'll start paying attention.
We'll give you a hat tip. We have today on the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
For those that missed it,
what?
Did you miss it?
No, nobody should miss it.
We talked a lot about the Jeffrey Epstein deal.
Man.
And let me tell you what drove me crazy about that is I saw a lot of people, and these are usually the Debbie Downers that are just like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Just kind of brush this to the side. I'm not talking about people on the left. I'm talking about people on the right. They're like, oh, this is the same stuff. We already knew this, blah, blah, blah. And then they want to move on to some other stupid topic, like talking about Green Day and New Year's Eve or whatever. And it's like, do people not know how to read between the lines? And obviously, this is important. Obviously, this is pretty damaging to the powers that be, because things were happening today. And what I mean by that is things that were meant to take the attention away were happening today. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to, because I don't have the details on it, and I'm not trying to tie this school shooting out in Iowa to this, but you gotta admit the timing would be impeccable for Democrats. Doesn't make it any less of a tragedy. Doesn't make it any less of an issue that we need to, you know, get all the details from and discover, you know, what we can do to prevent these things from happening. That's a constant conversation that we're having. Mm-hmm. But that's one of them. By the way, the alleged shooter, his TikTok has been taken down, but he had trans flags all over his account and everything else. So if there's a manifesto, nobody plan on seeing that. They'll cover that up. But another thing happened this afternoon. Democrats just happened to put out a report about how Donald Trump has taken millions of dollars from foreign governments while he was president. Out of all days, today was the day the Democrats decided to release their report to say Trump is a criminal and he enriched himself. The audacity, Tony, of him to enrich himself while he's president.
He was the only one that lost money.
He's the only one that lost money. That's actually true.
Well, I mean, it's the playbook, and it's happening over and over and over again, and the American people see it, and they're getting sick of it.
Well, think about the irony of Joe Biden's president, okay?
But president.
And nobody has enriched themselves thanks to his position more than that guy. Thanks to his son, smartest guy he knows. And they've got the audacity to say Donald Trump's doing it. It's the projection thing we were talking about today.
I mean, you always say what you say. It's perfect the way you say it. One of your rules.
Number two rule. Is it number two?
I think it was number two.
Is whatever they accuse you of, mm-hmm. they are guilty of themselves.
Yep.
Almost every single time that's the case. Yeah, hit that on a full screen for me, Tony. And this is from MSNBC earlier today when they broke the news.
That's official looking.
The exhaustive report.
Come here.
Yes, he did. It's exactly what he did. How crazy is this? This is, and you know good and well, this is exactly why they did this on this day. They've been sitting on that report. How long do you think they've been sitting on that report?
Well, they're waiting for their opportunity. When do we have it?
Weeks, you know? Months. They find out, hey, the Epstein deal is going to come out sometime at the beginning of January. Let's put it out then. And that's exactly what they did.
Yeah. I mean, it is. There's no telling how long they've had it.
It's crazy. And the audacity of them to say that Donald Trump is the only president to not step down from his companies, that's exactly what he did. And what they're trying to do, this is the connection they're trying to make, is that foreign business leaders or foreign officials mm-hmm. came to America or other places around the world, that they stayed in Trump hotels, which equates these foreign leaders giving money to Donald Trump in exchange for favors because they simply paid to stay at a Trump hotel.
I guess I got an extra mint on their pillow.
So not only that, not only that did Trump step down from his companies and allow his children to run it, all of the foreign government profits that came to the Trump hotels were voluntarily donated to the United States Treasury. They literally took the money that came from, in order to avoid even a view of conflict of interest, they went out of their way to give that money away and put it in the Treasury. Every penny that was paid at a Trump hotel by a foreign official.
When you don't hear it here. I mean, it's just, journalism is dead. We know that. I mean, it's just, you know, quoting the line and not doing any kind of, I mean, how much research would it have taken to have found that out?
Well, they did a lot of research. They have that exhaustive report, John Byrd.
Yeah.
And that is not mentioned in it. But it's campaign season. I get it. You got to go after Trump. You're scared to death of him. But here's the thing. This shows you exactly what they have on the guy. Just like I said today, they have got so little on Donald Trump that they have to literally make stuff up. You go back to during the, leading up to the 2016 election. What do they have to do? They didn't have anything left. They blew their load on a Hollywood Access tape, and they're like,
"Yeah,
well, that's it. That's what we had." And so they're like, "Why don't we just say he colluded with Russia or something, and that Russia stole the election?" And so then came that. They're going to do that all year. And it drives them nuts that they don't have the goods on this guy. And it drives them even more nuts because not only do they not have the goods on this guy, but he's probably got the goods on everybody else. Mm-hmm. It's just like with the Epstein stuff. Everybody's names trickled in there. Every one of these people have skeletons in their closet. Washington, D.C. is run via blackmail. Everybody's got something on everybody.
If I was Donald, I'd have everything on them. While I was in there, I would have found everything.
And just drop it on them all at one time, man.
Well, I mean, he's such a smart businessman. I mean, and just intelligent in general. He's just got, I mean, you know, it's smarter to go the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
So you got no junk. And he's always been forthright about things, almost to a fault, his whole career.
Well, being in the public light.
Yes.
I mean, if you're on a Home Alone movie, you're everybody's going to know everything about you. You just can't get around it.
I agree.
You told Macaulay Culkin to, you know, whatever. He told him to kick rocks or whatever he told him on that movie.
Yeah.
Or was he nice to him? I can't remember.
He was nice. I think Macaulay was trying to find something, and he directed him on where.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He tried to help him.
See? Even back then, he was trying to help. And I bet Macaulay Culkin talks junk about him.
He went from Macaulay Culkin looks like Kid Rock these days, last I've seen. Can you Google Google a recent picture of Macaulay Culkin? Last time I saw him, he looked just like Kid Rock, which was kind of disturbing.
Macaulay, how do you spell that?
Now how do we spell his name?
Macaulay.
There he is.
Okay,
All right. Let's. Okay, that's a Johnny Depp. Kid Rock vibe right there.
He does look like.
See, hit the images tab. Let's go through a couple more of those. I'm telling you, I saw him. He looked like. Okay, well, he's got a little. If you look third row, second over, that's got a little bit of David Spade and Kid Rock had a baby.
And it was hooked on crack.
Yeah, a little bit of drugs there.
Or McConaughey in that one movie when he had the AIDS or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Dallas Buyers Club.
That's Macaulay with the HIV, certainly.
Now, I got the vibe about Johnny Depp here.
There's a Kid Rock right there, third row, black picture. Three down, four over.
One
more.
One
there
more.
You go.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah, there he is.
Man.
That's the Kid Rock deal.
That's brothers there.
bless it.
Kid Rock, Culkin. Anyway, we don't have to go down there.
Yeah,
road.
That's that Fear and Loathing Las Vegas look right there.
Yeah, that's where the Johnny Depp comes in. I've never seen that movie, by the way.
Dude.
Is it good?
It's good. Just you got to watch it twice, and you got to just know that it's not in line. The story just doesn't go in line.
It's all mixed up?
You have to be in a certain frame of mind. You have to know going in.
You got to be high?
No. The goal of the whole thing was to try to, they were two journalists or whatever, and they went on this trip, and they tried to get as messed up as they could on every drug as possible and write about it, and then they wrote a movie about it, basically.
Hmm. So I don't need to do Delta 8 before watching it?
No, you could be just naturally whatever, and it's going to mess you up just watching it.
Hmm. What if I accidentally take some gummies before I watch it?
It'll enhance it a little, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or your head may explode. I don't know.
What if I eat 16 Oreo cookies before I watch it?
As long as you have milk with it, you're okay. Okay. But if you're like to drink Coke or something with it, ugh.
That's a bad idea.
Pearl City Johnson, baby. Whoa!
Bad idea.
Yeah.
So campaign trail, they're obviously going with old school political tactics. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump took money. You know, they're going ahead and building that narrative. On the other side, when it comes to Joe Biden, Joe Biden's first 2024 campaign ad is in the business of calling millions of Americans extremists. That's right. That's the campaign tactic. Now about that.
Oh, man. Well, the interesting thing is, let's take the pictures of BLM in 2020 and let's put them in there, because that's what really should have been in there.
Or you could put the Hamas protesters in there now. I mean, if we're going to talk about extremists, I think that would kind of fit the mold.
Yep.
How about the people pouring across the southern border? There's some extremists for you.
I mean, the secret's out. I mean, people are just, you know, and just like what they're doing every time they do something to Trump, you know, people are finally catching on. It's becoming old hat. It's like, okay, I'm expecting what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
And I think it's just going to turn around and bite them in the ass.
Hey, they were saying on the chat there was no volume with some of the videos, so I think I had to fix that one on the desktop audio.
Oh, did you get it fixed?
I think so. Well, we can try it again.
Hey now.
No, I don't think it was us. I think it was the videos we played.
Oh.
Oh, I could mouth the word. I mean, I could try and say the words.
We're just in the business of...
Yeah, it's the videos. They just confirmed it. I think I fixed it.
Okay. Yeah, as long as the desktop audio is muted, we should be good. Unless... I don't even know.
Well, here's the good news. I got a new laptop. And my old laptop, we need to bring it here and beat the shit out of it and just destroy it, and we'll feel better. You know, you get that technology anger out.
Yeah, I can do that.
So. Here, let's play another video and make sure it works here real quick.
All right, let's test it out. Play, pull up YouTube, pull up the safety dance, because that's what I really need to hear right now. I want, we can't do that. Just type in royalty-free music. We're going to get dinged on YouTube. We seriously almost played the safety dance.
Okay.
We could have played Obama's pants, but they'd probably ding us for that, too.
Yeah, let's try this. That looks kind of lame. I don't know. Copyright-free music. Here we go.
Look at these numbers.
Of course. There's an advertisement.
All right, here we go. They'll let us know if they can hear it or not.
Okay, I like this. It's not bad. It's got Middle Eastern vibes to it. Okay.
I think they should be able to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they can.
I like it.
All right.
Yeah, get rid of that. Honestly, that stuff right there should be fine on YouTube. I don't think they'll.
I'm just glad I fixed it on the fly this time.
Listen, it's it's just, it's been a day of issues.
You know, I don't know if they have made the software intelligent enough to figure this out, but what I used to do is, like, when I did a parody, I created the music. That's the key. If you create the music, it's more difficult. Now, I also will change the key. So if something is in the key of D and it's playing, I may do it in the key of E. Therefore, it's harder for the bots to pick up on that because the original is in D. And that's what they're comparing it to. Now, they may have, you know, they may have found a way to screw me out of that too.
Yeah, they're pretty good about sniffing it out. I mean, because we, on Tuesday's podcast, we talked about New Year's Eve, and we played some clips from some different events on New Year's Eve. And for like 15 seconds of the show, of the podcast, it got dinged and was banned in Russia. Just that 15 seconds of the podcast, because it was owned by like Chris Brown Entertainment or something.
Good land.
And but, it's like, I mean, this is, people in Russia can't hear this 15
Russia's
seconds.
Russia's a third top country behind Argentina and then the U.S.
You think we got a bunch of Russian listeners?
I think so.
Probably do.
I mean, Russians are cooler than people think.
Well, Russia can actually get more reliable news on their mainstream networks than we do.
Yeah,
I actually agree with that, yes.
You watch a little bit of RT, you're going to get... And don't get me wrong, I mean, Vladimir Putin's in the business of putting out propaganda for, you know, his people, but at the same time, it's 10 times more reliable than our stuff.
Man, wouldn't you love it if, like, let's say... next March, Trump's prez, right? And he calls a meeting with Poot Head. Man, wouldn't you like to see that? Head to head, who's going to stand down? You know who's going to stand down.
Well,
it's going to be Trump.
Trump becomes president, the war in Ukraine's over. Let me. Here's the thing, is that, and this hit me last night, or this morning, everything when it comes to the election in November, it is all about Ukraine. And I'll explain why. Because the funding, the money laundering deal, all of this hinges on being able to continue that war. It's not only that, it's the bio labs. It's all this, these different things that are being kept in the dark, that are being kept secret from the, not just the American public, but the global public, that would completely blow out of the water everything that this government has been doing. There's a lot of stuff being hidden in Ukraine, not just Joe Biden related, the entire government related, again, bio labs and everything else. It goes all the way back to Obama, and they can't afford that getting exposed. So they need to keep this Ukraine-Russia thing going.
So we're looking at a gigantic case of blackmail.
Yes, it's exactly what it is.
Gigantic.
Gigantic. Biggest case of blackmail you've ever seen in your life.
Probably in the history of the world.
Yeah, really is. Really is.
Man.
And blackmail is what makes the world go round. Yeah. It's what has politicians doing what they do.
Yeah, politicians don't do what's right to do. They want to make a deal.
You look at the Epstein deal and the fact that they were using that to blackmail people. I came across this earlier in the Epstein documents. Jeffrey Epstein apparently trafficked women to at least one foreign president. What? Hold on, let me read this.
Wow.
Prince Andrew settled a lawsuit in 2022 with Epstein victim Virginia Guffrey, blah, 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 blah. More and more is being discovered through the crowdsourced investigation, but perhaps the most shocking than the Bill Clinton revelations, which has been speculated by conspiracy theorists for years now, was a discovery in document 38 published by Just the News and discovered by Badlands Media's John Herald. Jeffrey Epstein trafficked at least one girl, Virginia Guffrey, to a foreign president.
Wow, and has a name.
It says, if you were confused by a question, you need to let me know so that I can clarify the question, okay? Okay. For example, I asked you the question, were you sexually trafficked to foreign presidents? Do you understand what that question means? Yes. What does it mean? She says, was I lent out for the purposes of sex to a foreign president? All right. And what is the answer to that? She says, yes. So who is it? That's the question. Who do y'all think it is?
It could be anybody.
What if it was Kim Jong-un?
That would make sense.
I don't mean to make light of this situation, but that would be pretty wild.
But you know, you probably would be shocked at who it was.
Yeah, I bet it was like, I don't know. I don't know who it would be. All of these people are scumbags, so it could be anybody.
I guess I'm head of a European country. That's my
guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that. But the purpose of that was not that I owe my foreign leader buddy a favor. It was so he could then blackmail that foreign leader. So it's got to be a leader of a country that's got some sort of relevance in the global scheme of things, mm-hmm. that's got some sort of power.
It's pretty crazy, man.
Man.
Wild, dude. I just saw that tonight. I didn't even know that today when we were doing the radio show. Crazy, because you go through Prince Andrew, then the documents talk about grabbing girls' breasts. They talk about Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein doing the kissing game with these girls, underage girls, and got them grinding on each other. Michael Jackson and David Copperfield are in the documents, even though it doesn't accuse them of anything. They are in the documents as being in the circle or visiting, at least. You've got, what was the other, the head honcho for the Hyatt Hotels.
Yeah.
You know, all of that's in there, that he had sexual relations with these girls.
But, you know, the Michael Jackson thing is, you can't help but obviously think the worst. You know, I mean, he was, you know, rest in peace, but.
Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Ho! So, it's, you know, to me, it's, there's credibility that these things happen because, I mean, Michael Jackson, everybody deep down knows that or feels like he was a pedophile.
Do you think he was?
I do.
The only thing about Michael Jackson I want to say is I haven't seen the media go after one person so hard. Except for a few other people since I've been alive, and Michael Jackson was one of them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he didn't do anything. I'm just saying that anytime the media gangs up on somebody like that, you know, maybe he was trying to go against them somehow.
That's what's got me suspicious, because I'm like, he's got all the hallmarks of a pedophile. Yeah. Like, if there's
a
guy and your
dad beat him mercilessly, I mean, his childhood, it's enough to skew you.
Just completely screw you up. Yeah. So he, again, all the hallmarks. But then it's like, what if he took that trauma and said, I want to spend my adulthood protecting children from bad situations. And because he is the biggest superstar in the world, he crosses paths with Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein, obviously the type of guy that was just going around to guys and saying, hey, you know, you want to hook up with some underage girls, you know, may have offered that to him. And Michael Jackson says, sure. And then goes and tries to protect children from Jeffrey Epstein. I know that's out there, but I'm just saying, what if he was painted as that guy because he wasn't going along? Because how much power could you have if you had Michael Jackson blackmailed back in those days, back in the 90s?
Yeah.
You'd have a lot of power.
But, I mean, you know, it's fact. They know that children shared his bed with him. That doesn't mean anything necessarily went on. But still, you know, if you're an adult and you have children over to your house and you're going to have a sleepover – all of those are the signs. It's
yeah.
Like you can't help but.
He's probably a pedophile. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, they worked it up, but I think his most famous, like to me, whenever I think of They Don't Really Care About Us, that song when he came out with that, I think there was something going on behind the scenes where they were trying to mess with him.
Yeah.
When he says, you know, screw me, blah, blah, everybody. Yeah. So.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, well, they say a weakness, and they can, you know, exploit it.
The music industry is a weird place.
Yeah, you can't cross them. Place. They'll come after you.
I feel so fortunate I didn't have any real dealings with that.
Yeah.
Big Willie was a big player in the Epstein documents. He claimed, Epstein claimed to one of the victims that Bill Clinton really likes him young. Okay, that when the most prolific pedophile is saying that about you to someone else, that's pretty damaging. That's almost like getting caught in the act, if you ask me. But don't tell that to NBC. Don't tell that to the news outlets, because they ran hard cover for Bill Clinton over the past 24 hours. I want you to watch this. This is NBC covering for Bill Clinton after the news came out saying, Bill Clinton didn't do anything wrong. Don't worry about it.
One simple but brilliant trick to heat.
This is one thing I hate about Rumble is the fact that they do ads on every single video. And if you sit there too long,
it'll
do it again.
Suggests any wrongdoing by the former president, suggests that he was involved in a crime. It's merely talking about his connections to Epstein, something that has already, again, been out there. But he has obviously maintained his innocence and denied any wrongdoing as it relates to any abuse by people that Epstein exploited, Tom.
You know,
that interactions that Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, may have had
they put
with Jeffrey
the part of the
she
document on the screen
about
show
meals with Clinton.
Name
she says
it.
She can't recollect any meals with him. She's asked about whether he may, being Clinton, may have had a meal on Jeffrey Epstein's plane. She says, quote, I'm sure that he had a meal on Jeffrey Epstein's plane. So, Tom, these are the types of interactions that we expected. Much of this has already been reported in the public domain. But it's different now, of course, seeing it in a court filing. These are court files that have been redacted, kept under wraps for many years.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal. John Byrd, they just had dinner together.
I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. I mean, come on. You know, she's an intern. That will follow him wherever he goes.
Part of that civil litigation that I mentioned, and we're going to continue pouring through.
No pun intended.
Yeah, and we're
not ever going to get the stain off that blue dress.
No. You know, and where there's smoke, there's fire, and you know, Slick Willie is, you know, ugh.
Well, the reason the media would probably be willing to take Trump down if it wasn't for Donald Trump. If it was for Donald Trump, if he was implicated in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they could take down Trump and sacrifice Big Willie, they would absolutely do it. But because Trump was pretty much exonerated from any sort of accusations that he was tied up with Jeffrey Epstein, they got to then turn around and cover for Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
But there still, as he did on CNN during the show today, they were showing still frames, pictures. And at the bottom, it says big names in Jeffrey Epstein documents. And there's a picture of Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, and in the middle, a giant picture of Donald Trump. As to say, Trump is the main culprit here. Trump is Jeffrey Epstein. That's what they were saying.
Man, just once again, I just feel like the secret's out. It's so obvious now.
He never went to Pedo Island. He never went to Jeffrey Epstein's homes. And as a matter of fact, he kicked him out of his freaking club when he found out that the dude was a pedo.
But don't tell the news that. I think he was planning on running for president when he was like 6.
Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. His whole life, squeaky clean kind of thing. You know, there's really nothing on him.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple slip-ups, a little grabbing by the ussy pay.
Well, that's normal stuff with people I know. Like, you know what I'm saying.
Locker room talk.
The bankruptcy stuff was all business bankruptcies. It wasn't a personal one.
Yeah. It's just, it goes back to they don't have anything on him. So they're going to throw. They're trying. And they're making up reports about how he took millions of dollars from foreign governments because they have nothing. And then you think about the question we've proposed time and time again, how long is it before they kill Donald Trump? And why haven't they done it yet? Everybody asked me that. How long is it before they kill Donald Trump? And it's a legitimate question.
Yeah. I mean, I've thought about it for years.
I lost my pen, and I don't feel it, like I look as smart without my pen.
You do.
Where did you go? There he is.
I found him.
Gosh, you do look smarter with a pen. Yeah. Oh, and yeah, and do that. Yeah, a little bit of that under. That's the shot, right there. Yeah. It? Yeah.
Is this it right here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chin up just a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's too high. A little lower.
There.
Okay. Yeah. There, yeah. Oh. Yeah. That's
okay.
It.
Yeah. He's getting moving.
When you wag it, that's the best.
And if you had glasses, you could take them off.
Give me your glasses right now. Give them to me.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to find out how bad I am.
We've never done this. That's got to hurt.
He's trying not to get nauseous. Oh. They're so bad.
Yeah. He's looking smarter. I think his IQ just went up 8 points.
Yes.
He looks like he just wrote a book or something.
John Byrne, let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
Damn, that could be. I really am dizzy.
Here we go.
I know, they're bad.
That's got me real dizzy. So, yeah, Donald Trump's not implicated in any of it, never went to Pedo Island, but you do think about like how hard they went to protect Big Willie, the Clintons, the powerful people. How many people have died thanks to cover-ups for the Clintons?
The list is long.
There is a long, and Tony Gump knows all about it, the Clinton body count.
Would you say dozens or hundreds?
Oh, I know of 72.
Okay, dozens, maybe 100, something like that.
Just Google Clinton body count. It's up there. Well, I was looking at one the other day.
But that's what we know. Is that just scratching the surface?
We had somebody text the show today and said that they grew up in Arkansas, and they were like 12 years old and had a teacher that was somehow working for the governor's office or something like that. Mm-hmm. And as a 12-year-old, they remember their teacher being out of school a lot because she was going to funerals for friends and colleagues so often.
Man.
And he said, even as a 12-year-old, I thought that was kind of odd, but looking back at it, people around the Clintons kept dying while Bill Clinton was governor. So, go back, Tony.
I don't like Wikipedia.
No, well, you got to filter through a bunch of them before you find the actual one, because most of them are like, it's a conspiracy theory, so just scroll down.
Yeah, I went down. I was trying to find them.
I know which one it is, because try the Clinton body count. There you go. Do that bottom one. Try this one. Yeah.
Okay.
Or are these just book preview? Oh, they're just by. Forget it. Hey, the list is long. You can trust us.
Yes.
It's long. It's just crazy to me, man. It's crazy. And how many more people will die to cover up for these people? How much longer are they going to be around? That's the question.
Mm-hmm. As soon as they're a liability, what's going to happen?
It's a little different now because people are onto it, and there's so many investigators on the internet that it's easy for, you know, I say it's easy, but people are more likely to sniff it out in a, you know, kind of a quick fashion. But everybody's suspicious now.
Yeah. But when you got the government behind you, I mean, where you can disappear just like that.
Yeah. I mean, we've woken up a lot to what our government has done. You know, there's probably even people out there that are warming up to the idea of Pizzagate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was a conspiracy theorist for almost 2 decades, and now I feel free the past few years. I'm not so depressed anymore.
I mean, is it that far? I actually played, go to that next tab, Tony. I played a clip today, and you remember when Donald Trump was doing a town hall with Savannah Guthrie? Y'all remember that? It's the next tab. Just go over one. He was doing a town hall with Savannah Guthrie, and she was real nasty. She was being real mean. But at one point, she asks him about QAnon. Mm-hmm. and how QAnon is a group that thinks Democrats are part of a satanic pedophile cult and they endorse you, Donald Trump. Will you wholeheartedly denounce QAnon? And listen to his answer, because it was absolutely classic.
Let me ask you about QAnon. It is this theory that Democrats are a satanic pedophile ring and that you are the savior of that. Now, can you just once and for all state that that is completely not true,
so,
and that disavow QAnon in its entirety?
I know nothing about QAnon.
I just told you.
I know very little. You told me, but what you tell me doesn't necessarily make it fact. I hate to say that. I know nothing about it. I do know they are very much against pedophilia. They fight it very hard, but I know nothing about
it. They believe it, is
if
a satanic
like
cult run by the deep
study
state.
The subject, I'll tell you what I do hear about it, like is they are very strongly against pedophilia, and I agree with that. I mean, I do agree with that, and I agree
but
with
that. But there's not a satanic pedophile
I have
cult
no
they
idea.
Run by.
I know
you don't
about
know that?
That? Okay. No, I don't know
you
that.
Just
and neither,
this
and neither
week.
Do you know that?
Okay.
Just he says, and neither do you. You don't know that either. Look, go back. Just keep it paused, but scroll through the still shots back to where she was looking evil. Speaking of satanic cult, keep going to the left. Yeah, just go through there till we get. Go back to where you were on the right side, right in that area. Watch your face. Hey, keep going. Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, man. She is zeroed in.
You want to talk about satanic.
Could you imagine her telling you, you didn't take the trash out, you know?
Imagine being married to that.
I couldn't do it.
Whew, that'd be brutal.
Jeez.
You believe it's a satanic cult that touches children. How dare you? Trump, you must join us. You must join us.
You
didn't introduce me to Betty at the party.
Oh, man.
Oh, she,
That's awful.
Okay. That's
enough of man, her. These people are so nasty at the end of the day.
See, she's looking for blood. She's looking for that one little opening. They're always on.
Oh, yeah. You know, she was told, hey, you go into this interview and you corner Trump and you get that soundbite where we can just crush his presidency. That was her job going into that. I mean, she was hostile from the jump, and that was what was amazing. Watching Trump do these different interviews in these town halls, the reporters would expose themselves from the beginning, and they would come out nasty. And I don't mean nasty in a way that, you know, they were just asking a tough question. I mean, it was delivered with hostility, and you're like, okay, this is a joke. And he would pick up on that, too, and immediately go on offense because he's done it a million times. He's been through a million interviews, and these, you know, 30-year-old people that CNN's throwing at him, they don't stand a chance. You remember the one girl, and she was trying to ask him about migrants, and she couldn't put her words together? He's like, come on, get it out. Get it out.
Well, that's what's interesting, because Trump is so passionate, and they see that, and they're like, okay, we're going to get him riled up, so we're going to see that Trump. And he's perfectly calm throughout the whole thing, and you know it just pisses them off
to no end. Eats them alive.
Yep.
Absolutely eats them alive. But yeah, it's just, oh, here's another one I played today, and he was at Marine One. This is while he was president, and the media, speaking of the media being nasty, asking him about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Here's what he said.
I was not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein, and you watched people yesterday saying that I threw him out of a club. I didn't want anything to do with him. That was many, many years ago. It shows you one thing, that I have good taste, okay? Now, other people, they went all over with him. They went to his island. They went all over the place. He was very well known in Palm Beach. His island, whatever his island was, wherever it is, I was never there. Find out the people that went to the island. But Jeffrey Epstein was not somebody that I respected. I threw him out. In fact, I think the great James Patterson, who's a member of Mar-a-Lago, made a statement yesterday that many years ago I threw him out. I'm not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein.
That's so good.
Yes.
I think that's it. But he was, he did. That's exactly what he did. He threw him out when he found out he was a kid toucher.
Well, he's got the ability to read the room. I think he's got almost a sixth sense where he can tell about people.
Big part of it is street smarts.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's true.
And I don't know that he gets enough credit for being just street smart. New York guy. He knows, you know, when somebody's BSing him. Mm-hmm. Being from the business world, like, you had to, you know, you had to garner that ability to be able to survive, to be able to be successful. And so, again, when it comes to dealing with these reporters, that's easy for him because he was dealing in business, dealing with some of the slickest, smartest, most conniving sharks that the world has to offer, because money was on the line.
Yep.
People's money, investments, loans, like, everybody in that industry is trying to get one up on the next person. And so you got to be able to sniff it out. So, anyway, I think that's what we got. Go to that second to last tab there, Tony. I want to show everybody this.
Man.
Rewind this to the beginning. This is out of Las Vegas.
You sent this to me today,
and this judge here is doing a bail hearing for a guy that had a battery case or something like that.
Yeah,
she denies him bail. And then he proceeds to lunge at this judge right after she does that. What's this?
Like a wrestler.
This is wild right here.
Because I just can't with that history. In accordance with the laws of the state of Nevada, this court...
Animal.
That dude's going to get signed to the Dallas Cowboys. Imagine him lunging over an offensive line.
I think he starts screaming or something in a second to help.
Oh, wow. They're throwing punches on this guy. Oh, he's throwing punches. Oh, look at the dude in the suit. Go, go, go.
Come on.
Bow right in the kisser.
Okay, that's it.
You know what, man? That cat needs to do hard time.
Oh, yeah. He ain't going to get out for a while. You know? I mean.
Hopefully.
You want. Yeah, well, if you attack the judge, I mean, even if the judge is, you know, missed no cash bail and all this equity and blah, 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 mm-hmm. you got to say, okay, this guy tried to literally kill me. He's probably a good guy. Because as a judge or a prosecutor or even a cop that's arrested somebody, you run the risk of these people getting out, coming back around and finding out where you're at. That's one thing we don't talk a lot about when it comes to people that are in law enforcement or those lines of work. That you're on danger on the backside because these people are eventually going to get out. And so stay ready, my friend.
Yeah, that's
always
true. And on the chat, hi to Brock, Bama, Inspire, Be Inspired. We got The Box, who is Alan from Nectar.
Inspire, Be Inspired is Trish.
Trish. Okay. Hi, Trish. Hi, Trish. So just a little fill-in.
Yeah, we'll fix this next time. I couldn't see the chat. We've usually got a big TV, but we've had issues with that today. We're going to get all of it fixed and everything else. We just had so many problems getting this started. But I think, Tony, I think we know what the issue was and that we can have it fixed.
We'll have it fixed. And plus, we're learning as we go, and it'll just be better as we get closer to the election.
Better and better.
And better. That's
and even betterer.
And betterer.
You can bet on that. You see what I did?
Edder Bay.
Better.
It's going to be Edder Bay.
It's going to be Edder Bay.
There you go. See, you get the hang of it, buddy.
Well, I just repeated what you said.
Well, that's
I
okay.
still suck at it.
No, that's,
I'll work on it.
Next live stream, which we plan on doing next Thursday, we're going to perfect John Bird's Pig Latin. So he's going to do a presentation live on this show of his Pig Latin. You got it. You
okay.
got it.
All right. Can I read it?
Sure, sure.
Okay. Okay.
And we're going to give you an Oreo cookie for every time you get one right.
Well, you better, let me tell you what, you better bring double stuff, and you better bring 4 or 5 packages.
Oh, it's done deal, cuz. We got you.
Hi to Blake Smith, too.
All right. Hey, Tony, you got anything before we leave? Or you just want to say hi to more people?
We did our best. We'll get it better next time, but thank you for tuning in. Hope all is well.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. John Bird, thank you, sir.
Thank you. It's all about it, man. You know it. So don't deny it. Maybe you should try it. God bless everybody.
And that's a wrap. Until next time, stay in cold!